The Money Show.
The Friday File.
The Friday File.
Olive oil, massively expensive, unaffordable, you say. But South Africa's got a growing olive oil industry. I think we probably still import more than we manufacture locally. But let's get the science of it all with Victoria Uester, Chief Executive at the South African Olive Industry Association. This industry is expanding very, very nicely, Victoria. I mean, everybody on wine farms nowadays seems to be planting a couple of olive trees. We've got olive plantations, exclusive olive plantations. How significant an industry is the olive industry in our country?
Good evening, Bruce, and good evening to your listeners. Well, it's very significant in that it's still small by area under olive cultivation, and small compared to many other crops in the country, but significant in that, as you said, it has been experiencing a growth trajectory that seems to suggest that there's growth ahead. As you also referred to, we've got a situation where we are importing probably 2.5-3 times as much as we are producing, depending on the years and on the circumstances. So that means that there is a certain demand for olive oil in South Africa that is currently not satisfied by the local production for a number of reasons. So there is room for the industry to grow, and more importantly, there is a certain level of quality, a certain quality profile that South Africa has established in its olive oils, which is now recognized internationally, and that is probably its strongest point going forward.
Talk to me about quality, please, and how you determine quality of an olive oil. I mean, I've seen people sort of tasting olive oil like people taste wine, and there's lots of and all of that sort of stuff. It's that sort of. I mean, there's a level of expertise that is developed in the wine industry that makes Hannibal Lecter sound sane. It's wonderful to see.
Well, there are proper training courses. There are recognitions, and actually, our tasting panel, as the olives tasting panel for the first time, has been accredited by the International Olive Council. This is news from 2 days ago.
Great.
So we're very, very happy about that. We're one of the 128 panels in the world that have been accredited by the IOC. And yeah, going back to your point, how does one determine the quality of olive oil? Why do we say an oil is extra virgin or virgin olive oil? So first of all, there are certain chemical parameters that need to be, measured in a specialized and accredited laboratory. And those have to do with the peroxide, so that the amount of oxidation, say that the oil is undergone, and the free fatty acids. So those give you an indication of whether the oil has deteriorated to some extent. There's a certain threshold below which the oil has to be in those two parameters, otherwise it cannot be classified as extra virgin or virgin and so on.
Okay.
And that's the analytical side. Yeah.
Absolutely. But I, as a consumer, I stand on the shelf and there are 30 bottles of olive oil. They are range in price from not very expensive to considerably more pricey. There can be a sort of a 200% difference between the lowest and the most expensive on the shelf. How do I pick? How do I choose what is right?
Yeah. I would say don't go for the cheapest. I know that everybody's trying to spot the bargain, but rather make sure that the oil has possibly the SA Olive CTC seal. It's an oval seal that says SA Olive, it's green, and it tells you the year of harvest. So that's probably the greatest, reassurance that the consumer can look for, because they will tell when the oil was produced, which means you know more or less what type of shelf life it has, say 2 years hence, and you know that it's from South Africa, it's extra virgin, because we only put the sticker on oils that have been through the laboratory and the panel test and have been certified or verified rather. And don't be swayed by those fancy sounding, Italian and Spanish names, because unfortunately, very often those oils aren't even from, from the country where they've been bottled. And also very often they're not extra virgin olive oils, even though they're placed on the shelves in our retailers, maybe next to our beautiful local extra virgin, but they cannot compare in most of the times with the quality profile of ours. So as much as we need the imported oils to keep, you know, the consumers of olive oil happy so they don't switch to something else since we cannot yet produce enough. At the same time, if a consumer is looking for a guarantee, look for the CTC seal and at least you know what's in the bottle.
Okay, so the difference then between olive oil, the stuff that I might fry a chicken breast in, versus a virgin olive oil, which I may use in a salad dressing, or an extra virgin olive oil, where definitely there's a taste profile difference. I get that. Taking it out of the lab, I mean, the treatment of these different olive oils, why is there that different distinction between them beyond the pHs and the oxidization and all of that sort of stuff?
Well, yeah, there's obviously an important component relating to flavor. So if you take extra virgin olive oil, it is a fresh olive juice. So it's olives that have been somehow pressed and the olive oil has been extracted and then it has been separated from the water fraction and the oil has been filtered and nothing else has been done to it. There's no heating, no additives, nothing, and certainly no refining. So that is the most flavorful, the healthiest, because, you know, even though percentage-wise it's a very small percentage, say less than 3% or so, but those minor components in olive oil are where your antioxidants and, you know, all your polyphenols and all your anti-inflammatory substances are found. And so that's where you get the best, the most health benefits. So, I mean, ideally, if one could afford it, you would always look for extra virgin olive oil and use it for your salads, for cooking, for baking, to put on your ice cream and to rub it on your skin as well. And in your hair, if you wanted to. Clearly, we can't all be spending that amount of money. So we tend to differentiate. But certainly, we shouldn't, think that you cannot cook with olive oil, because it has been demonstrated that it actually is, you know, is very good and it's very stable, even at high temperatures, the kinds of temperatures you would find in a kitchen in a pot, and it does not break down into any type of carcinogenic components. Yeah, I don't know if I answered your question.
No. It's wonderful. Something that struck me, rub on skin, rub on hair. Yes, okay, I've heard about all of this. Put it on ice cream. Was that just a turn of phrase or something quite serious?
No, it's lovely. If you put a bit of olive oil on a vanilla ice cream or on a piece of pineapple, it's amazing.
Come on.
Absolutely. I tried it. I don't know. I experimented.
I have olive oil. I have pineapple at home. I have ice cream. I'm going to try it. And if I'm not here on Monday, you'll know.
You'll blame me.
Victoria, thank you very much for chatting this evening. It's wonderful to have heard from you, the chief executive of the SA Olive Industry Association. Learned a bit more about olive oil this evening. Thank you very much for enlightening us. Yeah, rub it on your hair. Go out and see if anybody sort of licks you. But put it on ice cream. Put it on pineapple. Look, I can try everything once. Well, not everything once, because some things you try once and you don't recover ever. But I think I could try that. Would you? George has got his nose turned up. George wouldn't.